This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. When longtime Congressman Jeb Hensarling announced he wouldn't seek re-election, eight Republicans scrambled to replace him in the 5th District. It's a conservative district that includes eastern Dallas County. The top two vote-getters from the March primary face off in Tuesday's runoff election, Hensarling's former campaign manager, Bunny Pounds, and State Representative Lance Gooden of Terrell. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
A primary runoff election like this one doesn't usually attract a lot of voters, but a forum in small-town Canton, Texas, halfway between Dallas and Tyler, drew a couple hundred conservatives on a recent Monday night.
Okay, need y'all to keep it down. We're going to get started with our U.S. congressional candidates.
Lance Gooden and Bunny Pounds both say they're the conservative candidate. Gooden, the state representative, got the most votes in the March primary. He said he'll support President Trump and he'll pursue conservative legislation like bills passed in Austin during the last legislative session.
We banned sanctuary cities in the state of Texas. We passed a strong voter ID bill. We stood up for the Second Amendment. I'm endorsed by the NRA. My Republican credentials are, bar none, far and above better than my opponent.
Pounds, the former Jeb Hensarling staffer, spent years fundraising for conservative candidates, including Mike Pence. The vice president endorsed her.
I am running to make sure that we preserve our Constitution, to make sure that we protect your liberties and my liberties, to make sure that President Trump has the reinforcements to strengthen our military, take care of our veterans, and to secure our border and to stop amnesty once and for all.
Both Gooden and Pounds tout support from anti-abortion groups. Both cite top ratings from the National Rifle Association for their positions on guns. And both pledge a hard line on immigration. They do break on some issues, though. Federal support for farmers, for example, a big issue in a district that sprawls across six mostly rural counties east of Dallas.
Our farmers and ranchers need support, and I'll provide that when I get to Washington.
Pounds, who lives in the Dallas County part of the district, called the federal farm bill bloated.
We can protect our farmers and our land by giving us the freedom for prosperity, and that's what I stand for.
Throughout the debate, the two attacked each other. Pounds bashed Gooden for not being conservative enough. She pointed to scorecards that rank ideological purity among state lawmakers. Gooden said lawmakers concerned with rankings tend to be ineffective.
If you look at the people who are at the top of that list, for the most part, they're folks who have not passed bills. I'm the guy that's going to go to Washington and represent my district. I'm not going to be bought and paid for, and I'm not going to come back at campaign time talking about all the special interests that want me to come back to Washington.
Those special interests, Gooden says, want Pounds to be elected. He singled out hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on this race by Club for Growth, a conservative Washington-based anti-tax group.
And she's going to go to Washington and do whatever they say.
Pound said those groups support her for her conservative stances. And she said Gooden didn't seem to mind taking special interest money when he was fundraising for his state house races.
70% came from PACs, registered lobbyists, special interests, out of district, and even out of state donors.
Lance Lenz from the Van Zandt County Republican Party says he doesn't think people in this district are all that concerned about the donations either candidate is receiving. They just want someone who can fill the shoes of stalwart conservative Jeb Hensarling. Lenz says his retirement came as a shock.
It's like this huge vacuum that everybody's worried about. They got comfortable with Jeb. They knew where they could call him at, when he'd be around, and now we have to start over.
There is a Democrat running for the 5th District, Dan Wood, but this is solid Republican territory. 2 years ago, Donald Trump won the district by nearly 30 points. That means the winner of this runoff is very likely to be the 5th District's next congressional representative. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Early voting runs through tomorrow. Election day is Tuesday. We have a voter's guide at KERANews.org.